Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day today, ladies and gentlemen, to have prayer. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop will be up shortly along with Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. We can't wait to hear from both of them tonight. But before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear me across the land, across the earth. Yes, we can't thank him enough, ladies and gentlemen. We've got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are with us right now. Thank you, Lord, for that. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all better praise him. You better praise him. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us at this prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick announcement on the number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. I recommend you send that out at least three or four times, maybe five or six times tonight, because I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer. No doubt about that. So we thank God for a country that allows us to pray without no hindrance. So nobody can stop you from prayer in this country. I know that for sure. Yeah. Nobody. And we thank God for you. And we're praying for folks all around the land, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, our scripture tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Romans 12, 1 through 5. We'll be reading that shortly. Romans chapter 12, 1 through 5. And, of course, you can read the entire chapter when you have time. I encourage you to read the entire chapter, Romans 12, 1 through 5. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. We never want to forget those who are online. If you have a specific prayer request tonight, and then, of course, or a comment, we'll be glad to open up the lines for you a little later on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word. Let's go to the Word. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. This is John Crenshaw. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. And be not conformed to this world. Let me read that at least two more times. Be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that this, that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen, amen, amen. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to as God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. Amen. Thank you, God, for that measure of faith today. For as we have many members in one body, all members at the same office. Amen. And verse 5 says, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Amen. Amen. So let's get a Lord a hand clap for his wonderful word tonight. Romans 12. Amen. Amen. And God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about being with you tonight, and we're excited about opening up the line for Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're going to open that line up right now. Doc, welcome to the program. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. And as we prepare to pray tonight, amen, we want to be specific and target. Praise God, those things that we want to take up before the Lord tonight. So as we go in prayer, we're going to be praying, praise God, against the spirit of fear, and that God would grant all of us, praise God, his peace. For the word of the Lord said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give with you, not as the world giveth, praise God. But this is a peace that God is granting to us. We know there's a lot going on in this season and this hour with COVID-19. Amen. And the enemy seems to be, every time you turn around, there's a new variant. But we're going to pray against that spirit tonight. We're going to pray against it in the name of Jesus, that no harm shall come nigh us in the name of Jesus. We're going to be praying against the spirit of confusion. This spirit of confusion, that God will keep our minds sober, as the word of the Lord has said in the book of Romans. Keep our minds sober in the word of the Lord. We're going to pray tonight, praise God, for safety for our families and for our children. We know the children are back in school, and there are so many things going on in the schools, amen, with children in and out of classes because of exposure to this COVID-19. So we're going to pray for the safety of our children, and that God will continue to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And that the Lord will continue to expose the spirit of deception in high places. The word of the Lord speaks of that in the in the book of Ephesians. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. And once and for all, we're going to pray God that he give us wisdom in this season and this hour. Praise God. He that lacketh wisdom, the Bible said, ask it of God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go before you tonight, Father. Father, as you taught your disciples how to pray, God, we thank you tonight, our Father, which is on in heaven. God, we bless you tonight. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. God, we enter into gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, Father. We give you glory tonight, God. We thank you, God, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it, God. We thank you, God, that you kept us all day long, God. Oh, God, we thank you for help. We thank you for strength, God. We thank you for the activity of our limb. God, we thank you, God, that put food on our table. God, we just want to bless you tonight. We give you glory tonight, God. Lord, we don't want to think of ourselves more highly than we are, God, but we want to bless you. We're going to praise you. We want to magnify you, God. We're going to give you glory in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll continue to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, that there will be no lack in our household, no lack in our finances, God. There'll be increase, overflow, and more than enough. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just, God. We thank you right now. The doors are being opened, Father, in the north, south, east, and west, God. We thank you that the blessings of the Lord shall overtake us according to the word of God and according to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. God, if we continue to obey you and do the work of the Lord, God, we bless in the city, blessed in the field, God. Our baskets shall overflow with blessings, God. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray against the spirit of fear, the spirit of fear. For God, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. So we take authority over that fear tonight, God. We will not fear God. We will not fear God. We come against that spirit, oh God, the spirit of death, God, the spirit of COVID-19, God, every variant in the name of Jesus. We cancel its assignment against our households, against our families, against ministries, against churches, against our homes, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare divine health. We speak divine health. By the stripes of Jesus, we are already healed, Father. We thank you tonight that no plague, according to Psalm 91, shall not come nigh to dwell in God. No evil thing shall be over to take us, God. But our household are blessed, God. We're covered by the blood of Jesus, God. And as we walk down the street, God, oh, God, we're covered by your blood, God. Put us in the bubble of the Holy Spirit, God. Anything that come against God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against it right now. Keep us, keep us. Keep us. Keep us, Lord. Keep our minds, God. 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 Against the spirit of confusion. We come against it tonight, God. The spirit of deception, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, keep our minds and help us to consult you in all things, Father. In all things, God. In all things, God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we thank you tonight that you're ordering our steps, God, in everything we do, every decision we make, God, that we'll consider you, God, even in the smallest matters, God. We will consider you, God. We will inquire of you, God. Give us a mind, oh God, to seek you, God, to fast and pray. The word of the Lord said, these kinds, God, they're levels, oh God, of demonic powers, oh God, that requires fasting and prayer. And Father, we thank you tonight that you're releasing upon those that are on this line and those that will listen later the anointing and the power of prayer, that we will seek you, Father, as never before. Let the anointing of the intercessor rest upon us now in the name of Jesus. God, if my people would just call by thy name, would humble themselves, God, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then the Lord said, I will hear from heaven, I'll heal their land, and I will forgive their sins, said the Lord. So, Father, we thank you tonight that the anointing and the power of intercession is resting right now upon the people of God and the church of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every weary spirit that comes against the house. Hold of faith. Be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap, the Lord said, if we just don't thank God. So we cancel that spirit of fainting, God, that you will empower us and give us joy and peace, God, that surpasses all understanding. God, we praise you. We bless your name tonight, and we give it glory tonight, God, that even now as we pray, God, that you expose every demonic power, every spirit of deception in high places, God. Oh, God, help us understand, God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers and rulers of darkness in this present world, God. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, as we target, oh, God, every spirit of the enemy that comes to devour and to steal, oh God, amen, and keep our minds from being at perfect peace, God. We pray for the mind tonight in the name of Jesus, for you said in your word, all souls, the mind of the soul that's in it shall die. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus, that our minds are sound. Oh my God, we bind every spirit of confusion. We come against it tonight in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of spiritual complacency, God. After we've done all to do, oh God, we gotta stand. Let there be a spirit of stamina and tenacity being released upon us right now to stand in this evil day, God. When we've done all to stand, we're gonna keep on standing, God. We release the word of our, the word of God, into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let you said in the book of Exodus, God, let the angels, let it go before us, God. Let it go before us, God. Destroy every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. Even tonight, force the enemy danger on tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy. And Father, let us be so sensitive to the Spirit, God, that we will be able to comprehend and we will be able to speak to us, God, that you are full one of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we be able to see in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of discernment, and the spirit of wisdom. Solomon prayed. He prayed for wisdom. And God, you gave him riches. So tonight, God, oh, we pray tonight that wisdom is more than money, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for you give us wisdom, God. We know what to do with the blessing, God, in the name of Jesus. We won't waste it when you bless us, God. But we thank you for divine wisdom, Father. He that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. So tonight as we pray, every person that's under the sound of my voice, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you're releasing, oh my God, another level of divine wisdom, of clarity concerning the will of God. God, help us, oh God. Make us ready for the soon coming King in the name of Jesus. For God, these are the last and evil days. Father, open our eyes to see beyond that which is in the natural, but open us up in the realm of the spirit so we would not have to be deceived by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, we want to praise you. We want to thank you right now that you release it upon your people, oh God, another level of insight, oh God, in the things that you are saying in this last day. Hear that he has an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. We cancel the assignment of the enemy against families, against marriages, against our children. Our seed is blessed. Say to the Lord, God rebuke you. We take apostolic authority over your agenda tonight. We dethrone it in the name of Jesus. Our children are blessed. Our seed is blessed. Our children's children is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give it glory tonight. We give it honor tonight. Oh, my God. We enter into the gates of thanksgiving, and we enter the course with praise. We bless your name tonight, God. We know the enemy hates praise. So we're going to get them all, Messiah. We're taking a praise break tonight. We're stomping the devil's head. Knowing in the name of Messiah, we have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. At the end of the book, we win. At the end of the story, we win. In the name of Jesus. So we sound the trumpet tonight. The trumpet of praise. The trumpet of the releasing of the word of God into the atmosphere, and we dethrone every attack, every agenda, every sort of move of the devil. We breathe, oh Shia, the anointing of God in the future of our lives, in the future of our children. Tomorrow is going to be a blessed day. Next week is going to be a blessed day. Yeah,
our speech shall be sweet even tonight, and our dreams shall manifest the glory of God. Give us holy dreams, sanctified dreams. Speak to us, Lord. Reveal of all Shanda. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory and we thank you tonight that this prayer is sealed in the name of Jesus, that name above every name, and no weapon formed against us, body, soul, or spirit, it cannot prosper. We send it back to the very pit of hell. Tear down every evil altar. Let the fire of God come down and destroy it. Bless every family. Bless every church. Bless every pastor in the name of Jesus. Give us hope, God, knowing when you come back, God, you're looking for faith in earth. So we thank you, God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We want to praise you tonight and we give you glory and we thank you, God. It is so. It is amen. It is amen. And it is amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kitman.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. I want to turn this time over right now to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. God bless tonight. We thank God for that powerful prayer by Dr. Crenshaw. We go give God the glory and the honor for what God is doing in this season, knowing God is going to. In the honor and he continues to bless the people of God. We thank God for each and everyone that has continued to pray and believe God in this season that our children will be blessed. Even the children that's going to school, they will be protected by the angels of the Lord. And Father, we give you thanks for it tonight. Lord, you be glorified like never before. And we will ever lift your name up and give you praise because you alone is worthy of all the praises and all the glory. Go to you. And we thank you. And we give you thanks, Lord, for the prayer tonight by Dr. Janice Crenshaw, the co-pastor. And God, we give God the glory for what he is doing in this season. So you'll be blessed tonight. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, give the Lord a hand clap of praise of this prayer tonight from Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. 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 We thank God for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, as Dr. Crenshaw was praying tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we really have to step up our faith. We have to step up the prayer life. We have to also step up activating the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about with our voice. We literally have to speak to the atmosphere on things. That's what Doc was saying tonight through her prayer. We must speak the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Every time God made something happen through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, and directly from God himself, he spoke the word, ladies and gentlemen. It came out of him. He spoke the word. So we must speak that word, ladies and gentlemen, of the day over our family, over yourself, over our family, over our neighborhood. Anything going on in our cities, in our nation, in our world, we can speak into the atmosphere based on the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, and only through belief in the word that it will do what it's performed, it will happen, ladies and gentlemen. I am a believer of the word. When it goes forth, it shall not return void. So we must be encouraged. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We must have that tenacity. We must have that assurance that there's no other way but through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no other way. There's only one God, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one Spirit. There's only one Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one. The Trinity. There is only one of the Father, ladies and gentlemen. So we must understand that he is God over everything. And we must part of that. We must believe that. We must understand that. And we must take our faith and we must take our love for him to the next level. In Jesus' name, yes. Amen. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about Dr. Crenshaw praying with us tonight and Bishop helping us out as well tonight in prayer. And we just thank you so much for this time. We just want you to have the rest of your evening. I'm going to close out tonight with another the reason for prayer, really the power of prayer tonight. I believe it's going to be one of the pastors, I can't remember his name off the top of my head now, but it'll come to me in a minute. But I want to leave that with you tonight as well. But this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited about you being with us tonight. So let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise. Know that we're praying for you. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, if you need prayer, want to get in touch with Bishop or Doc, let me know as well at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. I'll be glad to forward that information for them. Yes, yes. Amen. Yes, the power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that Pastor John Hagen, ladies and gentlemen, has put together a great inspiration of the power of prayer, and I want to share that with you tonight. But be encouraged, as Doc always said, Bishop always said, be encouraged in the word, and know that there's no other way, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that God can't fail. He cannot fail if we only believe. So we thank God for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw tonight. We have been blessed. You are blessed. And we want you to have a great evening and a great rest of the week as well. In Jesus' mighty name. Here's the power of prayer. We're going to leave you with that. And we want to thank God for you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is prayer? Prayer is not sending God to run on your errands. A Christian can see more on his knees than he can from his feet. Prayer is not getting God prepared to do your will. Prayer is getting you prepared to do God's will. Prayer is the only way to release the supernatural power of God in your life, in your marriage, in your business, to show you great and mighty things that you know not. Prayer is the key that unlocks the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer has the power to cure sickness and disease. Prayer can shatter the shackles of misery and habit that are tormenting your life or the life of your son or daughter or the life of your husband or wife. Prayer does not need proof. Prayer needs practice. Intellectuals are now jabbering that God and heaven are far removed and far away. God is as close as your next prayer. If your marriage is under attack, pray. If your children are being tormented by the prince of darkness, pray. If your business is failing, pray. If you're fighting a deadly disease, pray. If you're lost and without God, pray. If your life is empty, if it's meaningless, if it seems to be hopeless, pray. Pray, pray, because God answers prayer. A prayerless Christian is a weak Christian. A prayerless Christian is a miserable Christian. A prayerless Christian is a Christian who always lives in defeat. A prayerless church is a weak church. A prayerless nation is a defeated nation. A prayerless family will be a divided family. It has been said and bears saying again, the family that prays together stays together. God expects you every day of the week to pray for the people in your house. Somebody prayed for you. Who are you praying for? Why pray? Because God answers prayer. As powerful as God is, God cannot answer prayer until you pray it. The Bible says, what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. The book of Isaiah says, command ye me. This is God speaking to man, because in prayer, he has given you the authority to launch the initiative. Quit walking around in circles, wringing your hands saying, I wonder when God is going to do something. God in heaven is looking down at you and saying, I have given you the authority of my name. I have given you the power of my word. I have given you the sanctity of my blood. When are you going to use the power that I have given to you to blast the kingdom of hell off at the ground and announce that Jesus Christ is Lord? The initiative rests with you. Asking for things that are impossible, because with God nothing is impossible. Ask him to defeat the giants in your life, because our God is a giant killer. Ask him to divide the sea before you and to bury Pharaoh and watch him turn your enemies into fish food. Ask him to send fire from heaven as he did for Elijah, and he will. Ask him to walk with you in the fire of the fiery furnace and be the fourth man in the fire, and he will. He said you will walk through the fire and the fire will not burn you. You will walk through the water and the water will not drown you. Ask him. He's the God who cannot fail. He's waiting to show you great and mighty things. Pray, pray, pray. God in heaven wants you to have that power. ask according to my infinite power. And God is saying, I want you to ask big. God said, I want you to make me to slide to the edge of my seat and say, wow. Wow, listen to what they're asking for, to move mountains, to heal incurable diseases, to restore dead marriages back to life, to send a financial harvest that their minds cannot fathom. I want you to know God wants to do that. God is in heaven saying, what do you need? Do you need healing? Ask in faith, believing, and I will give it. Do you need supernatural wisdom to make a tough decision? Ask of me, and I will lead you in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Do you need peace that surpasses understanding? Ask, 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 for nothing is impossible to those that believe. No good thing will he withhold from those that diligently seeking. Do you need the impossible? Then open your mouth. Open your mouth in faith, believing. You're not talking to the President of the United States. You're not talking to Bill Gates. Both of them together can't control their next breath. You're talking to the Creator of heaven and earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He uses gold for asphalt on the streets of heaven. He moves mountains. He divides seas. He'll give you wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant, houses you didn't build. He will make you the head and not the tail, because nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible to you.
Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Doc preached it and shared it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing impossible for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We must continue to pray. We must continue to know that God is able. So let's get a Lord have a hand clap of praise. I'm just so excited tonight. God is good. God is good. Hey, ladies, I want to leave you with this. I remember years ago, a bishop preached about believing God for ridiculous stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You got to believe God for stuff that only he can do. You know he can do it, and everybody on the planet know he did it as well. So let's continue to pray. Let's pray for ridiculous stuff in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. He's able. Ha-ha, I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Kinshaw and Dr. Denise Kinshaw. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. Lord willing, we'll be back on Sunday morning and Sunday evening in Jesus' name. Have a great evening, everybody. God bless you in the name of the Lord. God bless you.